Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So one of my favorite proofs for a young Earth is the fact that we actually find helium inside of rock crystals. Now, helium actually slips out of the rocks over time. And so I suppose you've probably seen, you know, rock crystals that actually have air bubbles inside of them. And those air bubbles are actually helium. And over time, that helium will slip out. And so this actually proves that the Earth cannot be billions of years old just due to the fact that the helium would have slipped out of those rocks by now. But if you Google how old are crystals, the first thing that pops up is that they're the oldest crust of the Earth. Now, according to evolution, the Earth is 4.5 billion years old. And so to say that helium has been sitting inside of rock crystals and has not slipped out by now, after 4.5 billion years, and it's supposedly the oldest crust of the Earth, the oldest rock? Folks, what a joke. And here's the thing too. If I was to go into a garage where we have an air compressor, and you know how the air compressor has to kick on to recharge every once in a while, the air cannot stay compressed in there over time. And so the more time that the air sits in the air compressor, the more it's going to have to recharge because the air will slip out. Well, same thing with rock crystals. It cannot be there from billions of years ago because that air would have just simply slipped right out of the rock and there wouldn't be any helium inside of these rock crystals. And so just as in a garage, in an air compressor, you have air that slips out over time, helium slips out of rock over time. Nobody would ever say that the compressed air has been sitting in an air compressor for billions of years. And just in the same manner, nobody would ever say that helium inside of rock crystals has been sitting there for 4.5 billion years. Nobody would ever say that unless they're just ignorant of the facts. And that's what this channel is about, is making sure that you know what the facts are and what the truth is. And so that when it comes time to deal with a skeptic or help try to reach somebody with the gospel, you can use the facts that you know and the truth that you know and the scripture that you've learned as well to reach the people of this world with the gospel. God bless, guys.